From the Mobile 5280 Studios, this Weekend Geek Update Special Report. It wasn't that long ago that I had a chance to sit down with Ed and Marcia Edmonds from Distortions. Now, you may know them a little bit better from the TV show Making Monsters. Distortions has actually been around for 36 years, and when I had the chance to sit down and chat with them, this is what that conversation went a little like. Enjoy.
36 years. Since 1978, wow. Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. 36 years gone in a blank.
It's only, we're going
the mind goes, the body goes.
It just starts falling apart.
Oh, is that right? That's right. We'll have to make a big deal out of the 40 years.
You should, the big 40.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, I mean, at what point did you decide 36 years ago, this is what you wanted to do? Because, I mean, it's not like, even like 36 years ago, horror was kind of on the bubble as right. far as the movie genre is concerned. I mean, it wasn't hitting its stride yet. I mean, what made you decide this is it?
Well, I just love monsters, and I love Monster Mass. I couldn't afford any of them when I was a kid growing up in Long Grove. However, I had bought some, and I was painting Mass. Like, these Mass would come in, I think, from Japan, and I would paint them with a brush in college for extra money. It wasn't much, but, you know. It's
hey, like, whatever extra
so,
helps.
And then, you know, I had actually turned down a professor had offered me a scholarship to make Mass for art credit. I turned that down because I didn't think I could make a living. So I'm going to college to become a teacher and make this mask. And the guy that I'm painting the mask for goes, could you make more of those to sell? And I'm like, I guess, and I did, and so boom, it just took off, and so that's how it started, and of course it evolved quite a bit over the years. And,
right. How big was your first shop?
Mm.
No, Marcia just laughed.
No, the first shop literally was. Let's see, what was the first? Was it the?
It was a house.
Oh yeah, I was. Yeah, the first mask was made at the Willows apartment here in town. One bedroom apartment. I made it in the kitchen and dining room. The second, which was a big upgrade, we moved into a house and I worked out of the garage and they had a bomb shelter, of all things. And
wow.
I painted in the bomb shelter. Yeah, it was pretty cool. You go downstairs and this little
that is
thing.
Awesome.
And then we moved to like a normal house, a bi-level house, and I worked out of the whole basement and the garage, and then we moved to Kersey, and that was the first time we really had a big building.
Kersey was very creepy.
Yeah.
It's an old building, and we used to hang the hands and stuff from the ceiling in the basement, so you'd go down in the basement
creepy.
At night.
It is funny for you to say it's creepy, it's and creepy. Then you say that after.
Yeah.
That was creepy, but...
Yeah, that was probably the creepiest
that
place we ever were.
That was the creepiest place.
What do you think your best mask or the one that you're most proud of over the years?
Boy, there's been so many.
I'm sure.
That's so hard.
Boy, that is
I know it's
hard.
Like picking a favorite child.
I have, how many thousand children do we have, honey?
I would say that you sculpted, though, personally, I'm going to have to say Krem. That's,
you think Krem?
Krem?
I love Krem. What would you say?
I kind of like Warlord.
True.
But... You know, there was then all the years where we got into animatronics, and,
right.
you know, and then so I know my favorite animatronic is the electric chair. That thing's just
that was awesome.
Killer.
That
I
is
love that.
Very.
Yeah, you know, that chair was like we made it, and we thought, well, this is pretty cool. Let's take it. We made it for a haunted house. This is pretty cool. Let's take it to the trade show. Now at the time, I couldn't sell Giger's Alien for $85. I know. I'm telling you, it became the most collectible mask ever, but at that day and age in the 80s, early 80s, you had to twist people's arm and they wouldn't even buy it to sell. They'd say, well, nobody's going to spend $150 for a Halloween mask,
right.
but I'll put it in the window and so forth.
See what happens.
Well, they would sell instantly. That's what would happen. So they'd come back and I said, well, did that mask sell? Oh, yeah, it sold right away to some guy. I said, well, why didn't you order more? Oh, no, he was like a sci-fi nerd. I'll never sell another one. He's like, ah! So... That was the world we brought the electric chair into, and I don't know what you thought, but I remember thinking, well, we might sell six, you know, because we thought it was pretty cool, and we sold hundreds, like over 200 that first year, and so that changed our whole business.
I can imagine.
Well, that right was then. Our first animatronic.
That was the first animatronic. It was really the first dark animatronic, period.
So that was probably, what, early, no, late 80s, early 90s. Yes, because 95. I remember the haunt that I 95. Went to that had that, and it was yeah. labeled the scariest haunt. Do not go through there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Was that Brutal Planet?
I was Brutal Planet.
That was ours.
That was Brutal Planet. I remember it vividly.
The scariest ever.
Yeah, you
well,
know
that's
what?
How it was billed as. Yes, everyone was like, don't go through here if you have heart conditions.
Yes. I wanted to have a nurse there and a release form.
See, and that would have been brilliant. That would have been so
you
well
know,
planned.
We thought it was a little too corny, but it would be funny. And that turned out to be a really fun experience. Very hard to run a haunted house. I thought those guys had it easy because we had to turn a liquid into, you know, these monsters and stuff.
Right.
And there they just had to set our monsters around and collect tickets. Yeah. Oh no.
Well, and we were doing both. We were manufacturing and running Brutal Planet.
And then they guys ran Brutal Planet.
Brutal.
Wow, Brutal Planet was great.
It was brutal, but
yeah, no pun intended.
So how many masks have you guys produced?
Oh, geez.
Bazillions.
Yeah, you haven't kept track? A little score, kind of like McDonald's
you know,
over
I
a billion
wish
served?
We had. I wish we'd kept some sort of a close track, but it's got to be, I would just assume hundreds of thousands. I know when Batman, we did the Batman license when the first Michael Keaton Batman came out.
The best one ever.
Well, it was pretty darn amazing. And we had just put in an automated system with a conveyor belt and so forth. And that thing hit, and in 14 weeks, I think it was, we did over 100,000 pieces of just Batman.
Wow.
Just Batman. Wow. We were making, and when it was really humming good, and we had two basers and stuff, because it would go on the racks, and then we'd go through all the painters, it would go through dryers, and then it would come off the racks, and it wouldn't stop moving. So every 3.5 seconds, when it was really running right, we were making a Batman cowl.
Fortunately, they were all black, except for the little yellow emblem.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to make our regular line with, it was something. So I have no idea. It's a phenomenal number.
Wow.
I should be dead now. But now I'm back. You know, the thing is, you know, we were talking about age earlier. Most people kind of start to wind it down. We're wrapping it up. We're busier than ever, and it may be a little too busy, but... Yeah, we're just going crazy around here trying to keep up.
So, you're still designing masks and producing new products and new projects and all that?
Oh yeah.
What are you currently working
on? All the time. Well, Transworld's what we're totally focused on right now, and we're doing something new in our industry that's I think going to well, it's already begun to take the industry by storm is escape rooms.
In fact, there's one that's highlighted in Denver right now as far as the zombie escape room that was with Dink and everyone else with Daniel Crozier that he's part of with Charlie and Frank. Yeah, so they've talked about that. So it's growing even bigger?
It's huge. It's been around for about 10 years. It's been overseas. Where was it? China or somewhere? They were doing them. And somebody finally woke up. And what the reason it's so big is because the problem with the haunt business, it's one time a year.
Boom. Right.
And they'll try to do some things, but these escape rooms, they just book and fill up. And if you set up your website right, it's just...
So 13th Floor has Great Escape.
Yes.
And they run theirs.
Well, they rotate through their different haunts because they have different ones. And they have like the box sets. Mm-hmm. And they do, because we've covered... 13th floor for a couple of years.
Okay.
We're dead zone now over out in the cornfields.
Oh.
So we covered them this year. Okay. So it's a unique environment. But going to trance, because that's the con that you guys are speaking of, correct? What's that like? I mean, how many vendors or what is that?
Well, it's the ultimate for haunted houses. That is the show. This one coming up in St. Louis. And so it's. We make the biggest, wildest stuff for that show, and we're struggling with this year because there's a lot of new technology. We're using electromagnets and things that we've never played with, but it's going to be so amazing where they assemble. When's this tape going out?
Oh, I already told them about the body because we were downstairs.
Okay,
and saw the body.
All right. Well, if you heard it, you've heard it. Anyway, so this disassembled man, his legs are off, arms are off, chest is off. And heads off. And so there's a wall that has a body form. It's a metal thing that has the shape of a body form. and it's got these electromagnets that are charged. So you put each piece on as you get it, and the machinery winds up, and it'll say something or do something each piece. And when you get the final piece, whatever piece it is, then it really cranks up, and it lights up the face, and he talks to you. And he doesn't move his mouth. It's more like you've assembled the whatever, this soothsayer guy.
I'm trying to figure out his name.
And so he'll say his thing, and it'll give them a clue that they need, whatever that is.
Okay.
And it can open like a we're thinking about a pitcher that swings open, and then there's like the sound of a choir and sparkling lights, and there's this purple velvet thing, so they get this little scroll that tells them something, or a key that gets them into the next thing. But then when he's through speaking, then the machinery winds down, and the pieces just start falling to the floor one by one, until and they're all on a pile on the floor. I'm sure people are like, what is this? Who's
wow.
doing that?
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So with the technology changing and more animatronics and everything, I mean, how do you keep up with that? I mean, how do you plan for something like that?
We are very lucky. We have a man in Denver, Mike Edling, that runs a pneumatics company. Well, it's many more things than pneumatics. And so we'll have these crazy ideas, and we just have him up for a meeting.
Here you go.
Here, fix this, guys.
Here's the
we
problem.
We don't know how to do it. Yeah, we heard something about electromagnets. What can we do?
Well,
He's very helpful.
He is. We have a great, well, not only our vendors very, very helpful, but our crew here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, super talented people.
Yeah.
They've been
Everybody
with us for 15, 20 years, most
wow.
of them. And so it is truly a team thing here. It's not, you know.
Sounds a little more like family than team, really.
You know,
it
really
is.
Kind of is. We see these guys much more than our own families. And
they
probably see us more than their own families. I don't know. But.
Right. And we bring in sculptors and designers and so forth.
World-class sculptors.
Yeah, freelance people, you know, that come in and work. So.
Yeah, because Landon, you've had Landon
yes.
Meyer in here, who
yes.
does
yes.
the actual flesh, I mean,
Very
the baby
kind of,
mask
yeah,
and
yeah.
the Colbert mask, which he
He's
pulled
awesome.
Off. Is, oh, my God, the guy is
yeah.
brilliant.
Yeah, he really is.
How big is your staff? I mean, how many people
He's
you got?
It's small. You know, back in the Batman days I was telling you about, we had like 75 people.
Right.
I don't like that. It's too much work.
Too many arms,
I've
right?
I no longer made monsters. I was like a babysitter.
Yeah,
you know,
most,
I had to
yeah.
consult with people, they like, fighting and stuff,
yeah.
and literal fist fights and stuff. It's like, dude.
Mostly year round, about 8 that are constant kind of year round, some part time, and then we bring in some people for stuff. And then Halloween, before Halloween, we bring in more people.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets ramped up. When do you start getting ready for Halloween?
Oh,
the
we're
day
doing
after.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Seriously.
Oh, my God, really?
All freaking this is all Halloween.
We never slow down. We used to get a break after Halloween. Oh, okay, well, let's think about new products. I see, you know, I have to take a break. Maybe we go to Disney World. Oh, no, no more.
No.
It never stops.
Wow. Where do you pull inspiration from? I mean, it's when you're planning that far ahead, you don't know what the new trends are going to be or how that's going to go. So, I mean,
we don't figure out what the new trends are. We make the trends.
Oh,
that's a perfect
yeah,
answer.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I would expect.
I need to be wearing a suit if I'm going to say that kind of blonde. No, you know,
you got a little elf over there. He looks like someone out of Doctor Who. Telling you, it's creepy.
Yeah, he actually at night he whispers in my ear.
Oh,
yeah, that's where all the ideas come from.
The cobbler.
Yeah.
We get ideas from all over.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sometimes they're original with us. Sometimes it's our crew. Sometimes it's just.
Well, the crew is probably the best because they probably come in all like, oh, I've got this great idea. And the next thing you know, they're off tinkering
and
doing
that. Well,
that's
the thing. That's what's so great about it. It's, you know, I think it works us all harder, but it's great to have a small crew of people that all know their stuff. So everybody, you can come up with some great thing. And now, like I said, we bring Mike in for the tech stuff. That's Mike Edling. That it's like, okay, what do we need to do to pull this off? But then Mike figures out how to use it, and Mondo figures out what we can do to make the pieces and so forth. It's really it's a fun process.
Well, and original ideas, you know. For instance, we have this old gorilla from whatever the 90s. It's got to be from the 90s. This gorilla body. So just like last week, or maybe this week, Mondo was like, "Let's bring that gorilla back for the show and animate him."
Yeah. He found
so
the mold
like
when he was digging
we were
around.
Like, yeah. Let's
oh wow.
Do that.
Yeah, so we made a decision.
Nobody has a gorilla in a cage, you know.
Yeah,
no,
that
was
a
great
idea.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's so classic, and I'm like, why hasn't anybody done this before? Where the gorilla's like, you know, rattling the bars, And so we just made a snap decision to do it, and so.
Done.
So anyway, yeah.
So are you guys working on any new movie projects? I mean, Batman probably left a bad taste in because I heard that movie just was a horrible flop, but.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, maybe better luck next time.
Maybe next time.
That show, that was on the TV news, they were talking about Batman and stuff. It was a huge thing. I don't know why it was as big as a thing.
I have no idea. Overrated.
We did overrated. Just finish a thing that we can't talk about that was for a movie. Or it's a web thing.
It's a web series.
Web series.
Yeah, web series.
No, and they're becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, and that really stretched us, and that was fun.
That episode will be released in May, probably.
Okay. Something we can link to when it comes out. Yeah, we'd like to see it.
Yeah, you have to give us a call. We'll tell you what it is, but we're sworn to secrecy.
No,
we
understand.
Can't even say we worked on it.
NDAs. I know them very well. I'm working on a project with Tony Todd, so I can't even talk about it.
I know. In fact, you're going to be killed for saying that.
No, he likes me talking about him.
Oh,
just
okay.
Not the project.
Yes. Yeah.
You can talk all about me like you want.
Yes.
As long as it's
that's right.
Charitable, and you can talk.
That's funny. Other than that, yeah, we're kind of out of licensing. Licensing and Halloween has gone to the, you know, the mainstream guys that import from China. Mm-hmm. So
they can
just
pump out 12-cent masks all day long.
Yeah, Disguise, Ruby's Costumes, mm-hmm. all of those guys. They own all the licensing.
Gotcha.
For Halloween, all those guys. Yes. We have a couple of Alice Cooper things we sell, and those are licensed, and obviously the Enigma, and
yep, that's a short.
But
coming
you know,
out.
Little specialty things like that. We don't
gotcha.
Do the big films.
So now, of the horror genre, how many stars have you met, or who's the one that you have the best memory with? Because I saw the wall. The wall is huge, and you got Bruce
you know,
Campbell
I got
over
so
there.
So many more
I love
that
Bruce
I have
Campbell.
Never put up.
Especially with the Evil Dead coming back on the Stars Network.
I love that.
Oh, it was
yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
but I'm
going to
vote. I'm going to vote for Dick Van Dyke. Well, Alice.
Dick Van Dyke. No, perfect. I love Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. I love him.
I have to vote for Alice because
awesome.
Well, I was
Alice,
a
yeah.
total Alice Cooper nerd when I was a kid.
His magic show when he would go on tour and the flames
oh.
and all of that.
Oh yeah,
the pyrotechnics.
Nobody was doing that.
No, it was
they
great.
Didn't know what Freak was when
no.
he started that thing, and so I was like passionate about Alice Cooper, stupid passionate about it. And so when he came to do the he got hired by Six Flags under. Per our recommendation, when they bought Brutal Planet from us
mm-hmm.
and opened 16 of them. So we said, you got to get Alice Cooper. Da, 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 da. So he came to Greeley after we'd done the commercial here in Greeley, and then he was like, huh, I like that name. So they decided to name their album Brutal Planet. And he asked me if that was okay. And I'm like, fine with
duh.
We need to talk about some money.
And so then. But there was a point where we were doing the stage props for his Brutal Planet tour. And he came out with Shep and a couple other guys, I think. And there was one point where Shep arrives late. And so they say hi and stuff. And he's got the gold CD from that nobody's heard yet from the studio of the album finished. And so he's like, you want to hear it? And sure. So I at the time I had a stereo in my office. So we went in there, Shep and Alice and I. Were you in there?
Mm.
Okay. And so I was in a daze. But anyway.
Alice Cooper.
So then he plays the title track is called Brutal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice is all excited about it and he's like, oh, this song's great. It's got Old Testament, it's got New Testament, and he's like, so we started playing that and he's singing. Into it, and it was a moment in time because it was like, well, this is you know I was the nerd Alice Cooper fan,
yeah.
And now here he is, he's singing the song with the words from the haunted house that we had come up with in my office. It was really kind of like, how does that happen?
Yeah. Wow, that's a that surreal happened? Moment.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Because I mean, I've met some of my heroes and I've been disappointed.
Oh,
but
some of them are.
You're kind of like, oh, but with Alice Cooper,
oh, no.
I mean, that must have been like, oh,
no.
Nirvana
He's
right
the
there.
Best.
Yes.
The best.
Yeah, I don't know that I've been super disappointed with celebrities we've met, but
no.
The horror genre is
a little
bit different, though. And I would love to have met Dick Van Dyke.
You know,
Van Dyke.
He's
I'd
just
love
like
him.
He is, you know.
Yeah, he's like
he's
Robert
such
Petrie.
Such a nice guy.
That's what I loved about Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
It was like meeting Robert Petrie. Now, he did tell a little coarser jokes.
Yes.
But it was...
grumpy old man. I love it even better. Because, I mean, I loved him in The Night of the Museum and all of his shows, that movies that you see, because he still does, he still's got moves. And
did
he's
you
in
see his, latest, where he's dancing?
Yes. He's dancing in the old folks' home, and I'm just like, wow. Stan Lee is just like, damn you. It's awesome to see him move.
But, yeah.
So, if you could work on one project, what is the big, what one big project would you want to work on?
That's a very good question.
Sleep.
I've never thought about it. I think maybe, you know, if I had the time to produce some kind of a film and have the budget to really attempt to do it good. But so many people dream that. But I couldn't do it, like, I couldn't be the director. I'd have to just be, like, the idea man or,
right.
you know, working with a team and putting it together because, yeah, that's quite an art form. But that would be fun.
So when you see the shows like Face Off or Body Painters or anything like that, I mean, what do you think when you see those kind of shows?
Well, the Face Off, I mean, we know some of those guys that have been on there, so not to critique or anything, but you know, Face Off is more of a beginner and well, somewhat beginner.
It seems like they cut so much out though.
They do. It'd be nice if they would show detail a little bit more. But I was telling Ed, I would think it would be so much fun to have a pro version, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
To get the professionals to see. And that's no, you know, I'm not.
No, I mean, it's an absolute.
The people on Face Off, but part of the problem is they don't show.
They don't.
They don't show enough
procedure or how they do it. I mean, it's.
Exactly. They don't. They just go through the whole day. They
yeah,
start
there's a lot of
done.
People who
yeah.
would love
Which
to see those
details.
Which is too
bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know
we
if that's.
We had Rashad Santiago at our booth last year for our.
Yeah,
I
sat down and interviewed him last year, and there were so many things I wanted to ask him, but from the standpoint of. I know he just won, and I don't want Face Off to come down on top of him for, you know, putting him in a bad light.
Oh, right.
So he was pretty honest, though.
He is very honest about it. So is Tess. Tess is very honest about what's gone on in there. But there's so much that I'm
so
like,
much that's cut out.
Oh.
They say they edit it so crazy. Like, stuff will be in the beginning and then in the end. It didn't really happen in that order.
I know, they did.
Oh, yeah. No, they can, there's tremendous manipulation that they can do. They could take the same footage and make you look like the nicest person in the world. Are the worst demon in the world. They can do that in editing, and it's little tricks. It's I've seen it used in political stuff. Like they'll show images of babies being, you know, on fire from war or something, and then they'll show some politician laughing. That's a trick.
Yeah.
That's and they can do those things. And we've talked to people. We just lucked out that the company that did our thing was they weren't into that at all.
Yeah, because you guys had your own show 3 years.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, have you guys thought about going back into that foray or becoming like a teaching or anything like that?
Well, we'll probably do some film, maybe some short clips and things we've been wanting to do, and we're setting up a studio in the shop to do that, but. What a lot of people don't realize is just how expensive that show was. You know, they think our lives are magical and we're special, and it's not. It's incredible editing. And so...
And a lot of hard work.
And production. Yeah. Our production company was just awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
that's
top producers. Yeah.
So to do that is very expensive, and there's no way we could cough up that kind of money.
Well, and we're very particular. We've had some people kind of show interest and stuff, but we don't want to do a show that is not top-notch, you know.
Yeah, because it's like Muhammad Ali continuing his career a little too long. I'd rather end up, you know.
Go out on top,
everyone
asking you to do more versus, God, you guys went a little bit too long in the tooth.
Yeah.
And do you want to do a fake show? No.
we don't
want to do
our
a fake
show. Well, and I think that's kind of what Face Off is kind of evolved into. It's it's not original anymore.
Can't help that.
And it's just beating a dead horse at this point.
A little bit. But, you know, some super talent. I said, you know, they're kind of beginners, but actually out of that came some super talent, too. Like Anthony Kozar is
Anthony's
super talent. Uh-oh.
Yeah, can you give me a minute? All right, I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll wrap up here in a quick minute. And I loved Roy. Roy, yes. I mean, yeah. Roy, what he could fabricate, I was just in yes. awe at that man's skill.
The fabrication skills on those two are insane.
I know.
I've never seen
I was just like,
well, yeah, you know, Roy works with Netherworld
yeah.
in Atlanta.
I heard that,
yeah, he's
yes.
a good guy.
He has for years.
Yeah,
I would love to.
A couple times. I'm from Atlanta.
Are you?
I would love
so you
to
go
meet
to Netherworld?
Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah
those guys
guy.
Are great.
I, we don't know them
they
real
really
well.
Ben and Billy.
You know, in the rush of doing things with Netherworld.
We've known them for years, obviously.
Well, and with Trance, I mean, that's like the big party cooler get together.
They're
so.
Trying to get it. Yeah, the actually, they're trying to make it less of a party show. So
well, because
we'll see how that turns out.
It got crazy last year
and stuff. Right? It's like, dude,
I hear that's every year for Trance.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Is that open to the public?
No,
it is not. But they own MHC, which is open to the public.
Actually,
also,
we can get there because we're with Dead Zone, so we can get in there. But
and MHC is growing, so.
Well, they want to do it two times a year. I heard, so we'll see how that works out. But
I don't want them to do it two times a year. That works. In fact, it used to be great in the old days where it was just one show.
Yep.
It was everything: retail, haunted houses, everything. And then it just started to fracture, and now there's lots and lots of shows.
Yeah, we go to New Orleans. In January, that's a retail show,
mm-hmm.
and then this show, and then there's the amusement park show in New Orleans. I mean, Orlando.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That's in November.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Sounds like you guys have a schedule full. Ed, I know you got to get going, so.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yes,
good
absolutely.
To talk to you guys, and meet you all.
Yay!
You should come back.
Oh, we will.
If you invite us, we'll be here all the time.
Yeah. I just set up a camera and a tripod.
Maybe you could do the new show.
I'm happy to
now
do
listen,
the new show.
Now, listen, we would love to do a new show. It was probably one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life. But one of the hardest, too, because it was like two jobs. But, we just don't want to. We just don't want to do a bad show.
It's a show with the kids.
Oh, really?
They love it.
I started what we do as a charity, a cat for kids. And, they get dressed up as superheroes and go visit cancer.
What's it called?
Cat for
Oh,
kids.
That's
like
awesome.
Captain America. Mm-hmm. So my other half, he dresses up as Captain America, and I do Black Widow, and we go visit kids in the hospital, and we raise money.
Nice.
And
I love
medical bills and stuff like that. So,
a lot of the money that we'll raise at the cons and stuff, we'll donate to the charity and all that.
Oh, that is so cool.
I love that. Yeah. Good to know. I'm going to say we donate props to different people that use them.
Props or if you want something you want to donate, because what we'll do is with the shields, you can buy a ticket. And all the proceeds go to Children's Hospital, and then we raffle off
like
the shield. There you go.
You got a photo?
Neat.
Mm-hmm. That one, and then there's the...
Nice.
Yeah,
so if there's an old prop or something you want to donate, we'll just raffle it off with one of the shields.